portion, there are many like benefit for everyone. I would say the word of God has room for everybody to receive. And thank God for that, because I'm not smart in receiving the word of God, but by Holy Spirit and by his help, and I believe we can partake of his benefit from his word. And I love Isaiah 48:17 said, I am the Lord your God who teaches you, who teach you to profit, to lead the way that we should go. So the word of God is profitable for us, right? Profitable. So how we make it. So like you say, we practice and practice until we get better and we receive better. So I'm going to talk about 2 Corinthians chapter 9. We heard this context many times, and so we love, I would say in Corinthians chapter 9, talk about giving to the saint, giving to the ministry Paul was talking about, and then we're seeking who he was so sparingly, bountifully, reap bountifully. So I'm a So he said, God able to make all grace abound toward us. And then we go to Philippians chapter 4, I would say from verse 9 to verse 19, talking about the same thing. And then verse 19, we love it. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, if that verse is true, does mean nobody... If that verse applies to every Christian, we don't have any need, right? Amen. We don't have any need. All our need is met. But why? There's always need in us. We lack it. So what the scripture is talking about, I was meditating on this thing, and the Lord showed me, he reminded me, these scriptures, I would say Second Corinthians chapter 9 and Philippians, chapter 4, talking about the same context, talking about the giving to the saints, giving the work of ministry, and giving, where is the gospel being preached, where is the name of Jesus being exalted. And Jesus also talking about Mark chapter 10, when Peter was asked, the young ruler come to him, what can I do to inherit the kingdom of God? And he said, and we know that Peter said that we left everything, follow you, and we got, so what do we got then? Jesus, let go read that. I love that portion. I might mention it last time, but it is good for us to let it go over and over. Mark chapter 10, verse 29 and 30. This is what it says. It said, there's none of the, verily I say unto you, there's no man has left their home, house, one on, and so on and so forth. And then verse 30 said, we'll not receive hundredfold this time in the life to come with persecution. So two things we need to do for the kingdom of God, for Jesus' sake and for his name's sake and for the gospel. If we do two of these things, we produce fruit. So Paul was talking about these people are the giver people for the kingdom, for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul said, when we do this, so it will benefit us. He will give seed to sower and fruit to eater. The purpose is giving thanks to everybody. So I can testify, and the more I understand how the kingdom of God works, the kingdom of God works, it has a law, and we need to participate. Now, Paul said that we have to know how to give it cheerfully, it's not necessary, right? We read all the text from verse 9 to 12, talking about how we give it. We give cheerful giver. God loves cheerful giver. Now, even though we do so, we're still limited to that. I look at myself. Now, the religion teaches us this. Give, give, give. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And they stop right there. Stop right there. It is more blessed to give than to receive. They don't tell us why we give what we give. Or they don't tell us how to give. They say, okay, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So everybody is trying to give. And even they don't have money to give credit card. I did that. Okay, so that's for me become the norm for me. I give everything I have, like last time I shared, everything I have, until the Lord reminded me in 2020, 15 years now. Prior to that time, when I was in Vietnam, everything I did for my family, just give until the max. So they don't teach us how to receive. Because giving, now we look back in Genesis chapter 12, talking about Abraham, right? I bless you so you can be a blessing to others. So the purpose of giving others is we need to learn how to receive first. Because if we don't have anything, how can we give? And God never asks us to give more than we can. He asks us to give not grudgingly, like some minister, the preacher, you have to give certain way that in order to receive from God. And, you know, cause why children of God so poor, including me. I was poor man. Now, we're talking about not even in my radar to be debt-free, not even in my radar to believe that there's Christian can be rich. Nothing. And I see as a whole impact a lot from teaching, we have to be poor. To be the God people, we have to be poor. To be righteous, we have to be poor. So that poor mentality just kept on us. So I see the Lord reminded me when I come to U.S., if you want to change your life, change your thinking first, change your belief system. And what we're doing right here, we are learning how to walk a new person. Now, our old nature, the flesh, the lust, and everything that, we already been redeemed from the Lord, but somehow he still have effect on us because we grew up the way we were brought up. Like my case, I brought up this the way religion teach me, just give. I give to the mark, even don't care about myself. Now, just like stick to side. The other one, just like all about me. I'm like all about others, the same way. It's the same way. I'm like all about others, but forget about myself. But the Lord never intended me to live in hunger. I was hungry for many years because of my stupidity. And on the other hand, like, okay, get all I can all I get, sit on a can, and all about me. The same way that religion teaches, the same way. So basically the same thing, we are poor, that's it. But when we look through scripture, and God wants us, Jesus said, I come give you life more abundantly. He meant it. He meant it when he says so, he meant it. He wants us to really, literally understand the kingdom work, how we can participate in it. He started teaching me. I remember when I come to U.S., I met a week. The Lord reminded me this morning as I was thinking, Lord, I don't know how to share this message. I don't know how to deliver. And the Lord reminded me, when I just come to U.S., I work 5 days a week, okay? First check I received, I would say around 220 or 230, 40 per week. And when I look back and the Lord said, I help you grow a little bit, David. As we grow, not all about we giving only. Yes, we give. The reason we give, we participate. And how we give, what we give, where we give is important too. So what the Bible tells us, so he wants us to walk in the new person, walk in the new nature, instead of old nature. Like my case, I was walking my old nature, just give all my family. That's what I've been taught. Religion taught me, just give. They don't teach me how to receive. In order for me to give, I need to receive. Yeah. If we don't have anything, we don't preserve it like the end preserved for the future. If I just give it all, like my case, end up and I was in need, nobody helped me. And I can't cry, everybody help me. No, that's not their responsibility. God is my responsibility. But God wants us to understand how the kingdom works. So he started teaching me on this thing, how I can be a better receiver so I can be a better giver. And I remember when 2012, I was in Bible college with Ernestine, and the Lord told me, now, if God don't tell you anything, don't do it. This is how he told me. This is my personal, I want to share with you. There's so many ways we can learn because God knows how to help us, basically, every one of us different way. So in my case, I was my car was paying off. I was paying full coverage, he said. I said, Lord, I don't have money. He said, I want you to be partner with Andrew Womack. And now when I read the scripture, God reminded me, the reason I started partner Andrew, he want me to learn how to participate in the kingdom, in the finance, that he want me to understand it, how the kingdom works. Basically, I can be benefit from Andrew Womack as he preached the gospel, as he doing the thing for the kingdom of God, for Jesus Christ, for the glory of God. That's when I participated in giving into his ministry. He told me specifically, he said, I want you to give. I said, Lord, I don't have money. She start from $1. He didn't ask me to give a lot. Find out, give, start from what you have. Not that you don't have. Don't give credit card. You don't have, don't give it. People tell you, don't listen. God is not that way. Imagine you don't have it. You go borrow somebody. It's not your money. We can't give it. It's not my money. I can't give it. Somebody's money. He doesn't want us to get in debt. He wants Now, in my radar, I never think about debt free and things like that. And how I can buy a house. Never had in mind because we never been taught that way. I don't know about in America, in Vietnam, we never taught that way. You have to be rich. You have to be poor. That's what the religion teaches. And the Lord sort of showed me when I look back many years since 2011, 2012, the Lord saw I started participating. Now he asked the time progression. He started asking me to participate more than other people who serve in God. And I started to do more. I want to do more. The purpose for the kingdom of God, money can change people's life. I tell all the time, if we use correctly, if we give to the right place where God gave us. Now, you don't have to give Andrew Womack like my case, or you have to cut off your insurance. In my case, the Lord tell me, you don't have money because you're paying full coverage. Who's been taking care of you? So you cut off your full coverage liability. Now, I do full coverage right now, okay? Only back then because the Lord told me so. I can't do it. Because you have to pray, ask God how he wants it. Every situation is not the same. Jesus never healed a person the same method. So I believe that's the purpose that it's not copy. In the kingdom of God, there's no copy. So I use my personal sharing so I can encourage you to ask God how you can participate, how you can give, how you can do the thing that God wants you to do. It's not every one of us is not the same. Because God, the purpose is he wants us to give the right. First, we give right motivation. Even though we give the wrong place, if we have right motivation, God still bless us. If we give cheerful give, but it's limited. But if we give the right place, it multiply more. The purpose that we look at the verse 11, verse 10, the purpose that bountifully, so we can do like more work, so to speak. So when I look back now from the person that didn't have money for me, I'm learning better now. I receive more money. Now, if I go, I want to buy food. I'm going to buy expensive food. I'm serious. Before, I buy everything for my family. $1,000 I have in my bank. I just send it all for them. Now, if I want a prime rib, $35, $40, $50, I go grab it. Because you got to take care of yourself. Temple of the Holy Spirit. We don't do it like a grudge. We don't do it like eat more than gluttonly. We need to eat what is necessary for our need, every daily need. So that kind of thing. So when we understand giving, we give ourselves too. I give myself because I'm the minister of the gospel. I give because I want my body look good because I'm presenting Jesus too. You see, you think that also your family, like we're doing business, we have to choose a product that we honor Jesus. So we put our money in our ministry. That's our ministry. We can't like do like cheap product and try to make a cheap product. We can't do that. You need to honor God. I need to honor God in my what I'm doing. So the Lord see in secret, he blessed me. Nobody know what my product. Like pastor, I guarantee you can go to my shop and look at the product. You have no idea. Now, if you ask me to go to what you're doing, I have no idea. It doesn't matter. But the Lord knows your heart. The Lord knows what you're doing. And we are doing for the kingdom of God. As long as we're doing for the kingdom of God, we will increase. I see the increase in my life since I started 2012, started giving Andrew Womack, and now he started blessing me more and more. I want to increase more in my receiving so I can give to more. I want to give the purpose of the Lord blessing us so we can be a blessing to others. For the kingdom of God to expand, I think that's more important than anything else. If we understand that, we would do it, right? We would do it. So because God wants us to live debt-free. Can I have amen for that? So we need to change our thinking. So I'm changing my thinking right now. I make a commitment to the Lord. I want to make $1 million per year. I ask God how to teach me to make $1 million a year. I thank God I'm free from money. I can say that the Lord, Holy Spirit, bear witness of me that I'm free from money. But I want to make $1 million. Before, never even thinking about marriage. Never think about, I'm going to live debt free. I'm going to have a house. Never thought. I remember when the Lord told me, time for you to see a house. Look at my account. Lord, I don't have money. If I would wait until I have money, when I'm going to have money? You see that? But the Lord, what his Lord is telling me, move out. Move out from your old nature. Live a newness of life. Live with your new nature. Because your old nature, oh no, that's too much. That's That's not comfortable. I'll flash, I'll tell you, scream at you. Our old belief system scream at you. I see it's computer this way. I love it. I don't know much about computer, but little thing I know is if you install like system in your computer, if you bring something else, you're trying to install it, it's an error. It's not compatible. Just as you bring iOS with Android, they're not gonna work together. So our old system been working with us and for us comfortably. We try to bring the newness of life in him. He said, no, 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 no. I don't want this. This is not comfortable. Come on, are you sure? And then your spouse started to come talk to you. Okay? I don't know about you. My wife said, honey, are you sure about this? Are you sure about it? You see that? You see that? You see, like Abraham and Sarah, it doesn't work. Let's make it work. Bring Ishmael on, right? Therefore, your wife or your husband. I can be wrong to the thing I told my wife, wrong to my wife. I want to walk in the new rest of life. I said, honey, we need to pray about it. Are you sure about it? You see that? Both of us. That's why it's good to have, you know, so people or a leader or somebody we can, you know, something happened. I call the Pastor Ernestine or my Robert. They can help me. I can't see myself. So they, you know, usually outside, you can do better than people inside, right? So sometimes your spouse will stop you to walk in the new person. So are you sure about this? And until if we wait, we have all the money that we can do things. I tell you what, there's no, we don't need God. Yeah, we don't need God. We don't need God. We don't need God. But the thing is, God wants us to learn how to participate. One, he see one step we walk in, hear that, come on, you can do this son, you can do this daughter, and we can walk another step right now. That kind of thing. That's what he wants to push us. He wants us to complete in him in spirit. Yes, in spirit. We complete in him, right? He would join the Lord as one spirit with him, right? First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. And we know all things in our spirit, we know all things. But our flesh, our old nature crept in. I go, no, 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 no. I don't want to go there, too expensive. I don't want to go. I'm not sure about that. And what the Spirit said, pray about it. So go to the last city, pray about it. And then he starts confirming you. And then the word bring, like when in my case, I expand a business and my wife's eyes can see her eyeball like this, look at me, and we can't do this thing. And you say you're going to expand bigger. And imagine that she's an accountant, okay? She looked from her, that's her old nature. Accountant, oh, account this cost. Oh my goodness, how much going to cost going to be? How much the rent going to be? How much electric? And she's just, how much? Too much. By the time you get all together, my daughter, daddy, that's too much. She's on the scene too. Oh, you see that? It's not comfortable. It's not easy. It's not easy to follow God. It's not easy to walk away from our old nature. It's daily and reinforcement. So how we use, we have to go back to original tech. Just manual, when I want to fix my car, where I go. I have a Toyota. I have to go pull it out from Toyota manual to read it. Oh, this is how I'm supposed to change the oil. How many miles I have to change the oil. How many? So I have to go back. So are we. We have manual. We have to go by this. We have to go by this. Our society taught our kids different, but we have to go by this standard. And because it's not comfortable to us. It's not easy to walk in spirit and our flesh, screaming. Doesn't want us to walk in the place of the Lord leading us. He always trying to find some way to stop us, whether our spouse or whether somebody else, even your friend, don't talk to your friend. If God give you vision until you like firm or establish that vision, and then you can share with your friend. First, I would say your spouse and your pastor, they're better than your friend. Your friend, they stone you. So I have that multiple occasion that they did to me. And go back to the text. So what the Lord want us, so he want us to participate so we can experience the flow. Let's say that, I don't know how to make money. Let's say that. But when someone on A or B know how to make money. I participate with Mr. A, Mr. B. So they know how to make money. So I just receive interest. Just look at this way, easy. So when we invest in stock, right? You have money, you invest in stock. You don't know how to make the money grow. So they know how to make money grow. So when you invest them, guess what? You have dividend, right? You have interest. You have return. So the Lord wants us to have better return. How much our return? 100%. 100-fold, right? 100%. So you invest in stock, max you get is 12%. But it's not guaranteed. Risk, right? And we're willing to go there. And we're not willing to go 100%. Sure, 100%. I don't know about you. So I'm thrilled. This tech give me, if God would supply all I need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, would be no need in my house, right? Why I still have need? Because I don't participate in this contact. This talking about people who give for the kingdom, for his namesake, okay? The purpose that we is not only this world, we have also the world to come. Jesus said, store up your money wherever you have. Now we participate in Vietnam, we give rice, we give everything else. I believe that during Paul time, they give, you know, some other thing, maybe clothing or other thing, not necessarily money only, but I'm talking about money for in our day, so make it relevant. Because the purpose of giving is to increase. I've seen my increase. Now I can see my debt is free. Okay. Before I never dream of. So the Lord taught me, brought me out, pulled me step at a time, pulled me. Here, son, walk, come closer to me. Just learn to trust in him. So once you trust in him, certainly out of nowhere, you receive increase. Out of nowhere, you receive the money that people pay for you. And they know exactly. Some people don't know exactly what they do, but most people, especially among Christians, they know exactly what they're doing. I remember one lady come to me and he said, this is what I want to give you. Told together about $10,000. Okay. And I was okay. I received. Thank you very much. Now when it's come back, shop, bill, everything. Guess what? I said, oh my goodness. And then she ended up, they bought multiple acre of land. Because of her obedience to the Lord. So guess what? Everybody wins. Amen. Only exists in the kingdom of God, everybody wins. Amen. So go back to the text that 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 says, God gives seed to the sower, fruit eater, increase, seed sown. So she got her increase. I got my increase. So everybody happy. And God got the glory. The purpose. Let's go to verse 12. I love the purpose. The purpose, verse 12. I want to read in verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 12. This is the purpose. Okay. Verse 10, verse 12. Okay. For administration of this service, talking about the giving. Okay, giving service, giving to the saint, giving to work of ministry, giving for the name of our Lord Jesus. Okay, for this administration of service, not only supplies the need of the saints. Okay, not only supply one part, wait there, watch this, but also is abounding through many thanksgiving to God. See, thanksgiving to God. Many abounding thanksgiving to God. Basically, everybody thank God for this. I was thanking God for supplying me. And she was thanking God what I have done this. And God turned out she got more seed. She got abounding more. She can give more now. She everywhere she goes, she give more. So I see that I'm turning out now. I participate more. Like one of my guy in Vietnam, my friend, I tell him all the time. I mean, he said, brother, I bring people saved every Sunday. He was telling me how many people got saved, how many people delivered from addiction and demons drying out. I mean, he was telling me, I don't know how to get people saved. If I know, I would make everyone saved come to my shop. I don't know, but he does. So I participated with him. So he got his fruit in spirit, like he had more people. He got more people saved. He bring more kingdom. So everybody wins. I'm winning too. I'm happy to hear that he reported to me all. You see that? This the Lord wants us to live. No other way or better system to live than learn how the system of God works. You see that? The purpose of God wants us to live free. So it's not only free. We can establish wealth for our children generation to come. I remember when God wanted me, Jed, I want you to go find a house. I said, okay, Lord, I don't have money. Just go find a house. And then I was praying. I said, where is my house? After 3 months of seeking, I didn't like it at all. And we had to go through different agents. And I said, Lord, about 6 months later, he said, Lord, where is my house? He said, North Raleigh. I said, okay. He said, Lord, and how's my house? He showed me the picture of the house, the house I'm living right now. And then what is zip code? Because he asked me to see time to buy the house. I said, I look at my bank. I don't have money. That was 2017 when we bought a house. Now 2011, 2012, I was still didn't have money. Okay, didn't have food to eat. Remember my story. Okay, Lord. And he said, 2 7 6 1 6. I said, okay. When we found it, I said, that's it. And face the sun in the morning, face the sun. The main door face the sun. And when I saw it, that's it. He said, and he made provision. And my wife, Daisy, wasn't qualified because she wasn't, she only 2 year green card. That's mean 2 year green card, that mean it's hard to apply for mortgage. Okay, 2 year green card. Yeah. 10 year green card, yes, easy. 2 years, no. Because she come as a fiance status. It's not married, okay? Married, different story. Fiance status, I don't know about now. In my case, yes. And the Lord made it away, and he just increased supernatural. We put down quite good 25% of our house. And I said, I watched it grow. I said, Lord, you're really working on this. So basically what the Lord told me, trust me, I am your father. I'm your God. I'm your provider. So that's when I always see him right now. And my daughter now started praying. Before she goes to sleep, Psalm started praying now because we want to teach her the godly way. He said, Father, thank you. You are my provider, my helper. He is. He is. I'm not. And he is. So I believe if we continue to practice this simple thing, learn to give, have to be like husband and wife, have to be the same page. You always do the, like, if you married, you have to be in agreement. If you don't agreement, one can chase only 1,000. Okay, remember that. Even though, like my wife and me, if we do things separately, one, remember, only chase 1,000. But two, chase 10,000. So the power in agreement, okay? If you married, but if single, that's different. You have the Lord Jesus. You can in agreement with the Lord Jesus, okay? That's still, but if you married, yes, you agreement with the Lord Jesus, but your spouse is not one with you. That means you're not in agreement. So not you, you don't have two. You know, you do, that's violate the law of kingdom of God. So we want to do like participate both. But I want to do, I feel like one. So I would say this, as we understand the kingdom of God, God wants us to be prosper in finance. We have to have desire first. So I would say, I hate poverty. I grew up poverty. I hate poverty. So I mean, we need to have like godly anger toward poverty. Poverty is a curse. Everyone agree on that? So the devil want us bound in that place. So we don't have liberty and freedom. Look at all the rich people. They go vacation. They pay $100,000 for vacation. We don't have to do that. But what I'm saying, the world people has that money. So why children of God poor? Because we've been taught poor. So I believe that this season, it's the Lord wanted to lift us up from the poverty mentality. You know, whatever in the past, like our parents, they don't know any better than us. Like my parents, they don't know any better. So we have opportunity. We have the word and we have knowledge of God. So it does us no good if we just memorize scripture and live there. You know it, you don't participate. We have to participate. We have to do all the work. James taught us really well. Not like hearing only, and not only just deceiving our own self. We have knowledge, deceiving. I met a lot of religious people who said, oh, I go to this university, I have master's degree. I said, what do you do with your master's degree? Is it producing any good in you? If your master's degree is not producing any good in you, throw it away. That Paul said, I call it done. Yeah, I'm serious. I know them well enough. I was teasing at the same time. That's a simple thing we need to do. Jesus, believe you will see the glory of God, right? Believe you will see the glory of God. I love Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. Those who will believe are blessed like believing Abraham. Now in King James said those who are faithful are blessed with faithful Abraham. Abraham is not faithful. Yes, the other saint is faithful, but the focus in that context is when you look through different translation, those who are believed are blessed with believing in Abraham. The reason Abraham blessed is because he believed. When God took him outside, right? He looked at star, he believed, and he was counted righteousness because he's believed. He didn't do right. Hey, listen to his wife. But he's still called father of faith. Because why? He believed. That's the only difference than any other people. He believed. Without he believing, we will have no Jesus. Jesus is son of Abraham. Matthew 1:1, when you read that. It's crazy, huh? Jesus is son of Abraham. Because in Isaac, your in your seed, all nations will be blessed. Talking about Christ. Galatians, right? So those who believe are blessed with believing in Abraham. So we are Isaac. As Isaac was, so are we. Galatians chapter 4, I believe, verse 28. Ask Isaac. How Isaac get blessed? Because from Abraham. How we get blessed? Because of Jesus. Because of our Father. So you see that? Because we try to work hard to receive blessing. If that's the case, every hard working will be blessed, right? Right. My dad worked harder than any person on earth as I knew of to this day. He only slept 3 hours or sometimes 2 hours per night, day and night. 5 o'clock in the morning, he's on the road to the field, walking to the field. I was following him when I was young, when I was young. But he did not. He couldn't buy the bike, the riding bike. It's not motorcycle, okay? That's how to be rich in my day. You see that? As Isaac was. So Abraham gave everything to Isaac as inheritance, but not Ishmael. So are we all joint heir with the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Lord wants us to learn how to cooperate with the kingdom of God. So we can receive as Isaac received from Abraham. So are we. So we can receive from our father as Isaac. And I'm seeing my days coming up. I see better and better. A person come to the U.S., never knew any system like me. And the Lord, because I walk with God, he started leading me, guiding me. He said, I am the Lord your God, teach you the prophet. The way of man is not in himself. It is not in man to walk direct his own step. He spoke to me that way. I said, yes, sir. I knew it. I was wrong. Yes. So learn. Now I make it perfect, right? Every time? No. No way. As long as I'm in this place, I tell you, I'm not going to make it perfect every time. I have a lot of stuff, a lot of good. But what we do? Correction. Course correction, everyone. Father, I'm sorry, I did this wrong. Okay, keep moving, son. Oh, no worry. You're under my blood. You're under the sun. You're forgiven. We are righteous. The truth is we've been blessed. How we make blessed become like manifest in our life. That's it. Oh, we need to trust in him, to walk with him, to participate until the blessing can manifest. The more we know him, the more his grace, his truth, his blessing upon us. The more we know who we are, the children of God. We don't look at our skin. Okay, I don't see myself as a Jirai, my tribe anymore. Why? Because I have new nature. The same thing with you guys. Don't see yourself as whether black, whether white, don't see your color. The moment you see your color, you are subject to enemy. Amen. Trying to block you from the blessing of God. Amen. Because we discount it. We are redeemed. We are the children of Most High God. I'm no longer a Jirai. I'm no longer a mountain yard. I am the child of Most High God. I love the song that I am the child of God, even though I don't know how to sing correctly, because, you know, that's for professional singer, not like how great thou art. That's for everybody, okay? I can't sing the song that you're playing. Too professional for me. I like some simple song. Like, I love you, Lord, and I live my... That's simple song for me, so I can sing the song. But some professional song, yes, they have a graduate profession. They study to learn it. So what I'm saying, that the Lord wants to lose from our old nature, whoever you are, whoever we are, like my case, your case. So if we continue, we are bind to the lie, deception, the enemy trying to keep us bondage from the redeem, from our redeemer, for redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ had bought us. If we continue to look at our old nature, we cannot. Jesus said, you have a new wine, you got to put a new skin wine. So they're both preserved. So if we put the old one with the new one, we're broken, right? We're broken. So therefore, whatever in the past, let it pass, right? Let it in the past. So we go up from now on. We learn to participate in the kingdom of God, because God wants us Because he wants us to receive what he did for us. If he did for us and we don't learn to receive it, imagine, Jesus would be disappointed. Imagine, like, I have $1 million I want to pass down to my kid. If they don't go the way I see them, the way that they don't obedient to me, they don't do the right thing I tell them to, I will not pass $1 million. Imagine that I'm just a natural man. God will not waste it. Remember when Jesus performed miracle? How many baskets? 12 baskets. He said, can't I put it all? It's not wasted. God is not wasted. He's Jew. He a Jew, man. He's a Jew. He's not American. He's not Uriah. He's Jew. You remember that? He's not wasted. He told me wasted his money 15 years, man. I have to be serious with my money right now. I'm serious. Where I will give. I have to be serious. It's not mine. It's mine. I give it to you. If I stay in Vietnam, I have no dollar. I have Vietnamese dong. No value. You see that? So what the Lord trying to teach us, he wants us to learn to walk in newness of life, because that person, it benefit us and benefit others and benefit for his kingdom of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Huh?